Just about everyone I talked to for this story wanted to make one thing very clear.
I want people to understand we are happy to have the energy industry in Texas.
Why would John Casey think anyone might believe otherwise? Because Casey sees firsthand what the energy industry is doing to his roads.
There'll be a crater in the road that might be, you know, 5-10 feet wide, a foot deep, all of a sudden just appears.
He's talking about the rapid deterioration of state-maintained roads and highways, even freeways, in the Corpus Christi area. That's where Casey is the district engineer for the Texas Department of Transportation, TxDOT.
Roads that used to have 5 vehicles in a week now have got 100 trucks rolling on them in a day or an hour, and so it's a pretty significant change.
The trucks, like the one you're hearing on a rutted road in DeWitt County, are going to and from drilling rigs. In the past several years, energy companies have been drilling thousands of new oil and gas wells here and elsewhere in Texas. The drilling operations use truckloads of water, sand, and chemicals. According to TxDOT, drilling the average well now requires over 1,000 truck trips. In the farm and ranch areas of South Texas, the roads were built for pickups and produce trucks, not tankers. Yet, while the drilling boom here may be ripping up roads, it's also a huge boost to local economies, tripling sales tax revenues in just 1 year for some local governments. It's happening in other parts of the state as well. Listen to the mayor of Arlington.
There are homes that have drilling activities going within 600 to 1,200 feet.
Mayor Robert Kluck and the city council began to worry. With 340 gas wells now drilled in Arlington and more on the way, what would happen if one of them had a blowout, resulting in an explosion and fire? The city decided to create a special team within its fire department.
We approved the other night an emergency response center. They would have 6 new officers specially trained in gas drilling incidents.
To pay for it, council approved a fee, $2,400 per year per well to be paid by energy companies. Fire Chief Don Krausen.
And that's how this fee has materialized. It's kept the responsibility for the safety of these sites on the industry, not necessarily the taxpayer.
Arlington was, in essence, copying what already is happening in South Texas. Counties there are charging the energy companies thousands of dollars per well to pay for road damage. And now Texas may be getting in on the act. TxDOT has just formed a task force to meet with energy companies. TxDOT says it has to find a way to fund what could be hundreds of millions of dollars to fix those damaged state roads. Mari Ruckel represents the drilling industry.
The Texas Oil and Gas Association is well aware of the road conditions and concerns that have emerged alongside incredible economic activity and commerce in Texas.
Ruckel says it'll likely be up to the Texas legislature to come up with a way to charge the industry for repairs. The oil and gas industry points out it pays over $7 billion a year to Texas and local governments in taxes and royalties. But the industry has also benefited from big state tax breaks enacted as the drilling surge began a decade ago, a surge that has brought riches to some communities, but cost them as well. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.